The Organization of the American States is hoping today to help defuse a three-nation crisis that threatens the region's stability during special crisis talks after Venezuela and Ecuador cut diplomatic ties with Colombia and ordered troops to their neighbor's border. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez also warned Colombian President Alvaro Uribe that a strike on Venezuelan soil could lead to war. We spoke to Professor David Lamont of Cambridge University. He says that despite the tensions, it's unlikely the dispute will lead to armed conflict.
I don't think there'll be a war. There might be the occasional frontier skirmish, as they call it, but I don't think there'll be a war. And if there was, I suspect Venezuela would come out badly because their army is, and their leadership is so politicized, whereas Colombia has improved its army. It hasn't done very well against the FARC, though apparently recently it's been improving. But I don't think it'll go to war. No, I don't think so. I don't think either leadership actually wants that. Chavez does play with fire, though, and Uribe, it seems, has been playing with fire as well. One shouldn't. He's not above suspicion in this situation. And who knows, there may have been some desire on his part to even provoke Chavez. I think that the freeing of a few hostages last week, with high-profile role again from Venezuela, must have irritated Colombia a lot. They're very ambiguous about Chavez's role in the hostage business. And now they're saying, the Colombian newspapers are saying that Chavez has given $150 million to the FARC and that he was going to do some oil deal with them for another $300 million. I mean, that is going to fuel the flames as well.